flashing up and down.
Are you living strong right now?
No, this is I'm a miracle maker.
Oh, okay.
So, because that's one of the reasons why I'm a little bit late.
Okay.
I need to win the lotto, make it happen.
To what?
I need to win the lotto, make it happen.
What happen?
Lotto, me winning the lotto.
Oh, really? Okay.
Make the miracle happen, bro.
I'll make it happen. Right,
yes.
Right.
Is that considered a miracle?
Yeah, because I ain't going to win.
There you go.
Yes, I won!
You won that bracelet. All right.
Well, never mind.
I threw it at you to the floor.
Really? Oh, damn it.
Hit you in the belly.
I didn't even feel it. Impervious. All right, episode 150, October 13th.
150?
Maybe it's the 12th. I don't know what day it really is.
That's some sort of centennial or something, right?
I'm gonna creep over there and broadcast this on Facebook.
Don't!
Do it.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to do it. Anyway.
I'm gonna broadcast Joey broadcasting on Facebook.
No, I'm going to broadcast all three of you doing the same
anyway,
thing.
Anyway.
Mark Zuckerberg's going to text me saying, stop.
So I like that your camera's tilted, but I'm too lazy to fix it.
All right.
Harder. Harder.
Yeah, it's fine.
Better?
Okay. Yeah, you're fine.
All right.
You have a slightly smaller window than everybody else.
We're going to crash so hard.
Oh, it's going to be great. Anyway.
All right.
I'm not gonna
write. You're the editing nightmare.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, all right. So, well, we won't do the live stuff. But anyway, how was the week, guys?
Good.
The news is terrible. I'm just letting you know. We're going to spill face. But we can be quick because I got to go find my keys.
All right, good. Yeah, no, it was a good week. I like it.
Yeah? How did your week?
Went to the dog park with Vigo.
Oh, yeah?
Did a lot of credit work.
Oh, yeah,
I was working on my credit.
Sending off those letters for things that need to be knocked off. And
So I got my credit right back up in good standing.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's actually not bad at all.
Yeah, because sometimes those things that are supposed to fall off don't fall off. Or...
No, everything fell off finally.
Oh, yeah,
so I'm glad. There was a medical bill that I just, dude, since I was like 19 has been standing, outstanding. Yeah. I'm like, dude, get it out of there.
Right? Yeah.
So they finally got rid of it. So thank God. And then just normal house stuff, like upgrading my room and everything, like the new shelving, new pictures and on the wall and stuff like that. As you can tell, I got pops. I got Elvira.
Yeah. I saw Elvira was in there.
That was so sweet. She has big tits.
she's a little plastic.
She's getting an animated TV series.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Is she doing like a live intro and then?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she's like, her face is falling off. She's like, oh, welcome to my show, kiddos. My tits are still big.
Yeah, she's up there. I think she's like 60.
Long and big are the same thing, right?
Sure.
I mean, if you push them up. I mean, I can't say anything. I'm fat as hell, so whatever. I don't have a big belly. He's got a long belly, but push
it
up.
That's what I'm saying.
Anyway. You're a tall soul.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
I'm just tall boned.
Okay. Anyway, what else? How else was the week?
Not great. And then I figured out some websites I could watch movies.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I think we talked about this earlier. I was like, you should just buy a Fire Stick and.
And what did I tell you? Try to find me a Fire Stick in Florida.
There's a guy who sells them on Craigslist.
I bet he's the guy that bought everything in fucking town.
Okay.
But yeah, they're all gone.
It's hard to believe there's none.
There's none. Every day.
I buy one from Amazon.
Every day I hear it. It's like, I'm trying to find a Fire Stick. It's sold out. No.
It's literally because an idiot can do it.
It's foolproof?
You type in, you go on your network, and you're like, this is my Fire Stick. Hack my Fire Stick. Install this file. Okay.
Porn.
There you go. It's done. It's that easy.
All right. Fair enough.
I mean, if you like watching Chinese bootlegs of films in the theater.
Can you watch Shin Godzilla?
I don't know that you can't.
Oh, that would be amazing.
I haven't looked on there recently.
I want to watch it, actually. They said it's a little bit better than the American remake that they did.
Okay.
But I just don't know how it is.
I haven't looked into it at all.
I don't know how much screen time Godzilla has
himself. Is Godzuki in there?
God, I hope Godzilla doesn't. Yeah, yeah.
And then punts Godzuki across the ocean.
Dude, he wouldn't do that. Godzuki's like pretty close with Godzilla, as I recall.
No. They are close, but not real Godzilla. Not real Godzilla is not close with Godzuki.
I mean, sure. I remember Gamera. That's all I remember.
Okay, sure.
Mothra, King Ghidorah. And that's it. Knowledge stops.
What about Mecha Godzilla?
I mean, that's a given.
There you go. Now you know.
And no one's had to battle.
There you go. Watch that terrible movie.
Fuck no.
Did you even watch the second one?
No.
The Rock was in it, though.
He was in the first one. He was Roadblock.
I don't think he was.
I think so he was.
I don't think so.
Now who cares? I really don't want to remember the first
one. Yeah, we were talking about the one where they...
And Joseph Gordon-Levitt was apparently Cobra Commander.
In the first one.
Yeah. Only. Then the second one, instead of giving him the silver mask, they gave him some weird, dishonored fucking mask.
I don't think that was him in the second
one. No, of course not, but I'm saying Cobra Commander is like shit. And he talks like this. I'm Cobra Commander.
Destro was alright.
That sounded like Dr. Claw.
Yeah, why does he sound like Dr. Claw and then like, I'll get G.I. Joe?
Yeah, he's supposed to sound like Skeletor.
I think that's the problem, is that, like, too much comedy villain, not enough actual villain.
I would have watched that movie over and over again just to hear Cobra Commander talk. Mm-mm. In live action. Hell yeah.
Uh-oh. Just watch the cartoon.
And now he talks like, the cartoon's, it's a weather dominator every episode. That's all it is. It's just weather
dominator. How are they going
to
use that?
Watch
to rule
those
the world.
Robot chicken
I'll
sketches.
Put tornadoes everywhere!
It's common courtesy!
Watch those robot chicken sketches. Trouser snake.
I'll make it snow all over America, Joes! It's winter.
Snowdrop's like, yeah!
Yes! And then Shipwreck's on the side like, sailors.
Fuck. I hate snow.
That's about it. This was a good week for me.
Sounds alright.
Positive up week, so it was good.
I forgot to check to see if this works. So it works. I may have just closed everything. Anyway. Kyle, how was your week?
Not great. For the sake of the podcast, we'll just say that it was fine.
Okay. Anything, I know you got some personal things going on. Anything interesting come up?
No. Yeah, I've mostly just been dealing with, like, really atrocious family stuff.
Okay. Alright. Well, we'll move on. My week was pretty, jam-packed with work and I was doing charity stuff, sitting out in the cold.
The cold.
I said the same thing.
Like, here's the problem. It is not actually cold. The problem is when it's 90 during the day and 60 at night, that 30-degree drop is cold.
Yeah. You got some fat on you. You're good.
I was fine, but the person beside me was like teeth chattering. Clack, 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 clack.
Was it Jeff? Like
pretty similarly statured individual. Just real thin, you know, maybe needs a little more.
Eat a sandwich.
Nah, it's fine. No one needs to be big like me.
How was your charity event? How did it go? Any donations?
We raked in that whole dollar.
So sweet.
Well, I mean, overall, your organization is like twofold what it was last year.
Yeah. We're doing good. Doing good as far as numbers are concerned.
You're doing good and well.
Yeah. Yeah. So the recruitment numbers are up. Fundraising's up. Overall, year over year and stuff like that. But you know, keep pushing and thing, and then like we had like a meeting today, and I thought it was at 7, it was like 6:30, so I was running late to that. That's how I lost my keys. So I'm currently looking for my keys. If you see this and you know where my keys are, please let me know.
Mail them at PO Box.
Don't mail my keys. No, give them to me personally.
You can shoot Joey's keys. You can shoot Joey an email at joey@fuckingpodcast@gold.com.
Yeah, sure.
Saying stop the, and you can put a ransom, stop the podcast, and you never get your keys.
Oh yeah, sure.
All right, done. We're canceling. Rolling Sergeant is.
I'm out.
Looking for my key. Like I'm all.
That was so good last week.
So itchy.
I know. I watched some of it.
It was good until it crashed like four or five times.
Yeah,
that's
where I stopped watching.
And then
I was like, fucking technical.
It was real entertaining because I was like, let me just plug in this thing. We'll just jam out. And like,
I was gonna hear some elevator music, and then we'll play the one ups. Wait, we gotta pay them. Never mind.
Yeah, I don't think you gotta pay them. I don't think they mind, but I don't want to risk it.
Did you talk to the Megas?
No. I did see that thing, and I kind of want to.
You haven't reached out yet.
I haven't reached out yet. So.
Fair enough.
They put up a Facebook thing saying they thanks everyone who uses our music and podcasts and blah 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 blah. So that might be like a yeah, go ahead, wink wink, nod nod, you know.
Right, sure.
So if that's true, then we might get a new intro. So anyway, I'm itchy. I don't know why.
Crap. Well, get ready. I'm full of fucking corny jokes tonight.
Oh yeah, I see that. I'm going to pull up that video. I'm just doing work. All right, so let's talk about what the fuck you've been playing. Like
Overwatch.
Oh, jeez, I forgot about that.
Anything else?
I booted up Tomb Raider. That's about it.
All right, here's
It looks beautiful.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna set this video to loop.
Oh, for the love of God.
And I think I muted it, so go ahead and tell me about Halloween Sucks, the next Overwatch, whatever.
What?
This is the annotation.
Yeah, Nightmare Before Overwatch.
Yeah, so we're watching the Overwatch trailer here. So tell me about the spooky update for skins and that looks like.
Yeah, they had a bunch of emotes, victory poses, one-liners, sprays, then exclusive skins for Junkrat's now Junkenstein.
Okay.
And Roadhog is Junkenstein's monster.
Uh-huh.
Reaper is a Headless Horseman.
How much are those loot boxes?
Same as always. The regular price is the regular ones. $1.99 for one.
What if I don't want to buy them?
Then you have to earn them for XP.
Good thing I'm low level.
There you go, yeah. Every level gets your loot box. So. But they fixed the Summer Games issue where you couldn't buy any of the skins with their in-game currency, like the coins that you get from duplicates and whatnot. This one now, they actually give you, it's 3,000 coins if you want to buy it instead of waiting for the loot crate. I'm not going to buy anything until the very end because I'm trying to get it.
Yeah, okay.
Mercy's Witch.
There's a mad scientist looking guy here. I don't know.
That's Junkrat.
Okay.
And they added a horde mode where basically Junkenstein's in his castle sending out minions, like robot minions.
Yeah, I think that's what we're looking at right now.
And then, like, after every certain number of levels, like 5, 10, they send out a boss. So it'll be Reaper as a Headless Horseman.
Don't buy Gears of War. This just came out.
Junkenstein monsters. But horde mode, you're stuck with these 5 players no matter what. It's Hanzo, Anna.
That's definitely what we're looking at.
Soldier
right
76, McCree, and God, there was one more. I forgot now who the other one was. But yeah, it's fun. It just adds more variety to the game already. I like horde mode. It's hard. Fuck, it's hard actually. To coordinate with people that just don't want to talk to you on fucking PSN. So, but I'm always a fan of aesthetics, so I love the skins.
Right. I mean, like you. I mean, I'm. It's very hard sell for PlayStation because like the system comes with a microphone in the box. It's not a good one, but it just, you know, it's there.
Hard sell. Sorry.
Like I don't want to talk to people on the console. I don't want to.
Me either, but
the majority of the time I mute people because there's like they're playing their shitty music that I don't care about.
Always
the microphone.
Always is one jack off.
They're talking on the fucking
one jack off.
Cell
always
phone.
Does that. Yeah, I'm just gonna play Boys to Men without
them. They're fucking hitting bong rips and just like that's the only thing they turn the mic on. Like I'm gonna hit this fucking bong real quick and pull the trigger out of the mic.
Yeah.
So
yo, McCree sucks.
Yeah, that's basically it.
I at least turn my mic off if I'm about to do some fucking sick bong rips.
Nope, that's all they do.
That's all they do. Or some little their kid gets the mic and they're like, I love this one.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's cool. So I mute those guys, but other than that, I mean, I have my friends that I play with.
It's also terrible because we're on the East Coast, so you just basically get, like, Kid Central from the West Coast.
Yeah.
I'm out of school. Good night.
Yeah, it's 4 in the morning. They're still there because West Coast is
where's your mom? Is she fucking the mailman?
All right. Anything else to say about Overwatch?
It's a fun game, like always. I can't get enough of the game, so. And I booted up Tomb Raider, watched the intro.
Oh, yeah?
It was late, though. I wanted to fall asleep, so I fell asleep.
You're talking about Rise of the Tomb Raider,
the
PlayStation, the 20th anniversary celebration or whatever it's called.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay, yes. Sure.
Looks beautiful.
I mean, the game's good.
The game's good. I like the news articles are saying, I know the game's about a year old. Please go play it.
Go play it, yeah.
Play it. It's still a damn good game. So.
Yeah, if you didn't play it on
I'm going to play the entirety of the game. I played on your Xbox One.
Yeah.
When you lent it to me, so I enjoyed it. I'm going to play this one, too. I want to get Mafia, but I keep hearing bugs. Like, it's buggy as fucking glitchy.
Yeah, did you see the one where the guy, like...
I haven't seen anything. Okay. I just heard... What is it? Is
like, a guy, like, hit the boat, and then the boat, like, just basically went, like, vertical, and then just started spinning around, around, to eventually just ran into him and killed him.
What?
And then there was another one where he ordered a car, and the car came in and, like, did a 360 barrel roll... Head, end over end flip and then landed next to him and the guy gets out like, here's your car. Like, all right.
I mean, I like Mafia 1 and 2, but...
I mean, there's a thing about it in the...
Maybe I'll wait till they fix the
bugs. In the news where, like, they did patch a bunch of stuff on PC. It was originally locked at 30 frames per second, then it came out and they unlocked it at 60.
Well, I'm playing console, so...
Yeah.
I'm waiting on that. Did you see the figure from Fallout?
What?
It's the... fuck me, I don't remember the power armor number. TI something, whatever. But it's a chick in it, and it's a figure. $400.
Oh, no.
Everything articulated when you remove the armor on it. No. Dude, it looks sweet. It's like too fucking much money, but sweet figure. Sans is tall. Like about that. Yay, big.
Seems all
right. Yeah. I don't know why it just reminded me right now. But yeah, that's my gaming of the week, so... And for the foreseeable future. Just for Overwatch and Tomb Raider. Because I ain't picking up no VR.
Oh, yeah. PlayStation VR is out as we speak. Kyle, what the fuck you been playing, man?
World of Warcraft.
Okay.
Which, you know, is still just World of Warcraft. I'm playing a warrior now instead of a Death Knight, so...
I thought that was the whole thing. It was like to play a Demon Hunter or whatever it was.
That's what it was, Demon Hunter. But yeah, I mean, like, I just, like... Like I max the character out, and like nobody's like wanting to like take Demon Hunters to raids. So like,
I'm why? I'm just curious.
It's too many.
Oh,
like just everybody's playing them, so like just oversaturated.
That sounds terrible.
Be a panda. So,
there you go. You get all the sweet panda gear that no one wants.
No, that's not.
Name it Poe.
That sounds exactly how that works.
Name it Poe.
First off,
Poe Panda.
Definitely taken.
Okay, Jack Black.
Definitely taken.
Damn it. Blackjack.
Jack Black playing Blackjack. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But no, otherwise, I played some sweet WWE 2K17 today.
Oh, yeah? How was that?
I heard it buggy again, like always.
It was really fun, but holy shit, is that game buggy. So they added like a backstage mode where you can like fight like in like the backstage, clearly. But it's real bad. Like it's real buggy. Camera angles are really nice. Like, so they added like a fucking split screen type thing.
Sure.
Like, if the characters get too far from each other, it goes to a split screen.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Which they probably should have done that forever ago, but whatever.
They just did it for a SmackDown game a long time ago.
Yeah, they actually kind of thought like a lot of things through. Like, so like normally like when you play like a wrestling game, like they've licensed some music for you and it's all fucking trash.
Yeah.
But now they'll just let you use the wrestler's intro themes.
That's what the whole point. I figured they would own those, so that would be easier.
It's kind of simple and it's cogency, huh?
Yeah.
Can you do like the old Raw versus SmackDown games and shit like that? You can upload your own music on the hardware?
Fuck no.
They got rid of that feature?
Yeah, I think. Well, I don't know. I haven't dug that deep into it. It might be there, but
I remember creating a shitty ass rapper guy wrestler. And he's like, ass, titties, ass, and titties. He just comes out like this.
DJ Ronnie. Yeah. So the two really big glaring glitches that I've come across so far was the first one. I was doing a Falls Count Anywhere match. I was playing as Rusev, and I was fighting fucking Tyler Breeze or some shit like that. Tyler Breeze hit me with a finisher, like, way on the outside of the ring, and we were so far, like, in the crowd that the ref couldn't get to us.
Oh, nice.
So Tyler Breeze fucking pinned me and just sat there, like, pinning me for, like, a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the ref was just, like, he just, like, couldn't get over to us. So, like, I got out of it and, like, ended up winning because, like, I brought him back to, like, where the ref was, and I was, like, sweet, lead hacks.
I mean, that was exactly how regular wrestling works.
I know. It's not intentional.
How's the announcers?
They are better than they used to be.
Is JR an option?
No JR. But it's Michael Cole.
My God!
Yeah, Michael Cole, Jerry the King Lawler, and good old
Bradshaw.
Fucking JBL. Yeah,
sounds right.
Fucking Jables up in there.
You don't get, on SmackDown, you don't get Booker?
No.
No?
I only played maybe three matches.
Okay.
The other glitch was fucking awesome. I was playing as Sheamus, and they wanted me to fight against Cesaro, because that's a thing right now. And, I Irish whipped Cesaro into, like, one of those boxes that they keep, like, big stacks of fucking wires and shit in.
Yeah.
And, he just, like, clipped into the box.
Mm-hmm.
And then his character model just started fucking flipping out.
Yeah.
And then after, like, probably 5-10 seconds of that, they just granted me the match.
Nice.
like it just kept happening, and then it was just like, and Sheamus wins. And, like, I was just like, yeah.
I'll take it.
fuck yeah. Like, you obviously, you know, if you exist in two-dimensional planes at once, you are disqualified from wrestling matches.
You probably won the Parallel Universe match.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I was telling Joey, I was looking at the commercials for 2K17 Suplex City. City.
Yeah.
So they used downtown.
Yeah.
And Alberto's real. I saw Alberto. Like he
yeah,
was,
no, he's there in like the first like 2 weeks of the game's advertising.
Yeah, now he's gone.
Yeah,
apparently.
Yeah, he works for WCPW now as Alberto Del Patron.
They also have a.
Oh, is that the Mexican wrestling?
No, that's Lucha Underground, and Lucha Underground is fucking awesome.
It's awesome, yeah. Doesn't he wrestle on that too?
I know
Rey.
Rey Mysterio has in the past. Alberto doesn't because he's contractually obligated to WCPW right now. I think he probably has in the past, though, just because, like, he's, like, one of those, like...
I think he has.
Well, he's, like, one of those, like, Mexican legacy wrestlers. Mm-hmm. Like, he comes from, like, a long line of wrestlers.
I know Chavo's on it.
Chavo is? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
he's probably at least... Man, I feel bad for Chavo
Guerrero.
They
lie, cheat, and steal.
I think those Eddie.
Lie, cheat, steal.
Eddie's feet?
That was Eddie's.
Or was that Chavo?
They were the Los Guerreros. They lied, cheat, and steal.
That's just what the Guerrero.
I think Eddie at the end was like, mamacita.
Yeah.
Like,
he was also Latino Heat. And
Latino Heat, yeah.
Eddie Guerrero is fucking one of the best of all time. That's my issue is like Chavo is like a fantastic wrestler, but like you're related to Eddie
Guerrero.
You're
in the shadow of fucking.
It's like the same thing as like Owen Hart. Like, what do you do?
You die.
Oh. I mean, when Chavo didn't die though.
I mean, it was no Eddie bit the bucket on him for him.
Yeah.
He was, don't worry, I make you famous.
Yeah.
Oh, did not work the way I planned out. So sorry.
I mean, Bret.
I love Eddie. Don't worry about it. I love
Bret Hart's going down too, man. He's got the big C. No, he's got cancer.
Oh, he's got cancer?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, dude.
That sucks.
Not good.
But we still have Diamond Dallas.
We do, and he's gonna live forever because of the yoga.
Yep.
He saved Jake the Snake from.
And he saved Jericho. Now he's just fat.
Jericho didn't do DDP yoga.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he did. He was in the.
Yeah, he's actually advertising on ads and everything like that.
He's on the PDP house. You're the one who told us.
I did?
No.
Oh.
No, I didn't know Jericho was doing DDP yoga.
Let me double check that.
Yeah, because he stopped doing workouts at the gym. He stopped doing that. Now he just does minimal workouts, and there's a lot of yoga. And he goes, that's what I say. Then you see him wrestling with like a gut. I'm like, yeah.
Jericho doesn't have a gut.
He has a little gut.
Nah.
He got a little gut.
Nah, he looks
good. He's like 2 months pregnant.
He looks good. That's what I'm talking about. It's those stupid fucking scarves that make him look
bad. 10 people who were saved by DDP.
Is it just Jake the Snake, Scott Hall, and fucking...
Scott Hall.
Turns out DDP's
Jake
on there
the Snake,
like 4 times.
Chris Jericho, Scott Hall.
I have a feeling this is like a
Scott Hall keeps showing
garbage
up.
Fucking one of those BuzzFeed things when we click on half the 20 pages to figure out 10 people.
Oh, my God.
People.
I know. No.
You won't believe. Click next.
No, that's the fucked up thing. Like, I was like, they were like, oh, we'll show you the entire WWE 2K17 roster.
Shawn Michaels. Shawn the Destroyer. I don't know how to say it.
Shawn Michaels?
Mick Foley. Mark Shrenreleth.
That's a wrestler.
Goldust.
Yeah.
Chris Jericho. Ryback.
Ryback?
Jake the Snake Roberts, Scott Hall, DDP. I told you he's on there like 3 times.
Nice.
And DDP took his own yoga class.
There's your 10 names.
You make the money.
DDP, no, yoga.
But yeah, like, I haven't got to get into career mode yet, which is the only reason I play those games.
Have you created a character yet?
I haven't.
Create Benoit.
I wonder if I can
create Benoit.
No, you know you can't.
Somebody already made him, guaranteed.
I know for sure.
Yeah, you download the turtles.
Because no, they already exist.
I know they do.
Yeah,
they
like I know I saw them in there already. Yeah, right. They actually look decent because like you can just scan shit and put it in there. Yeah, like I saw like AJ Lee, I saw Hulk Hogan, I saw fucking.
Yeah, because they're on the servers now, right? You can just upload them and download them.
Yeah.
I know Benoit gets banned. Like
Hulk Hogan or Hulk Hogan?
It's Hulk Hogan.
Okay.
He's like he looks like black almost.
It's Hulk Rogan.
Joe Rogan.
It's just Joe Rogan looking like Hulk Hogan.
All right. Well, anything else?
Dragon Quest VII.
Oh yeah.
On the 3DS.
Oh, how do you like it?
It's still Dragon Quest VII. Still very, very good.
I just can't stand the first person in an RPG.
It's only first person in the battles.
Yeah, I know. I can't stand that.
Ooh. Oh. Then don't play...
Final Fantasy 1?
Shin Megami Tensei, anything.
That's why I don't play it.
Yeah, because they're all first person as well.
The only one I like? Earthbound. It's the only one I enjoyed.
Yeah.
After all that, it's like,
I heard Hearthbound.
Yeah.
I know that's not what you said.
Hearthstonebound.
Yeah, no. I heard Earthbound, like Earthquake.
Welcome to Earth.
Yeah.
All right.
Joey,
what'd you learn?
So I went out of my way to get Gears early to try to beat it so we could talk about it.
You told me once, Skid, that I lost a lot.
I do have.
Are you talking about the goddamn tomatoes?
That is the best moment of that.
I love that.
I'm pretty sure everyone knows that.
I love that Marcus is
in there, and at one point he yells about his goddamn tomatoes.
My goddamn tomatoes.
Yeah, so that's a highlight. So with the hurricane and other obligations, I just didn't finish it. You know.
Oh, you mean the hurricane just went?
It still made life ridiculous.
Well,
and, like, you know, it did do some damage, you know. Like, we made
thoughts out to Haiti.
We've made light of, like, the other hurricane and some people, you know, weren't doing so great in that one. And this one, like, we got it pretty easy.
You saw pictures of Haiti?
Yes, Haiti is, like, completely destroyed.
It's, like, ravaged.
And then...
Yeah. But, you know what? I'll give a props and mad respect to Usain Bolt.
Oh, yeah?
$10 million donated.
Nice.
$10 million out of his own money. I was like, that is a spectacle of a human being. Holy
shit. He's from Jamaica, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He donated $10 million. Like, name me a fucking other celebrity that would just do that.
Keanu Reeves.
I'm gonna refrain.
Gotcha. There's a couple, but I agree with you.
Usain Bolt's awesome. Like, that guy's humble. I will say that.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. So with that, I did not have much opportunity to finish it along with. But anyway,
you're chugging through it. You're like Act Four or some shit, right?
Right. Yeah. I'm on Act Four.
Like,
the weird thing
is
like one, two, and three move at a fairly brisk pace. Well, 1 and 2 move at a brisk pace, and 3 starts going at a brisk pace, and then it hits like a slog.
3 just dragged on so much.
Yeah, the gun I went down in this one is like, it's just like...
And I didn't even play Judgment, so...
Yeah,
it's almost like Baird's a shitty character.
Now I'm in 4.
I love Baird!
And,
No, you don't. You're a liar.
I'm not really in a hurry.
So no spoilers. Good, bad?
I like it.
All
right.
It's short, right?
It's relatively short. I've probably been staying like 7 hours probably right now.
It's still extremely Gears of War from what I was watching.
Yeah, it is very much Gears. Like,
they did not deviate.
How's that Ripsaw new gun?
The one that bounces all around the place? It's
like,
all right.
It cut the circular saw, right?
Saw, yeah, yeah.
Nice.
It's all right.
Mm.
I've used it once successfully.
Is your active reload on point?
Pretty good.
All right.
Pretty good. Every once in a while I forget, and then I remember too late.
Fine, yeah.
And,
yeah, don't you, if you do it right, you get, like, bonus,
is
like,
bonus
ammo. That
bonus damage?
More,
bonus damage on the ammo,
okay.
Yeah.
What thing are you playing on?
What's under Insane? Hardcore?
Sure.
Yeah, that one.
Damn, dude.
I mean, anytime a
That's
game
a Gears
says,
vet.
Anytime the game says, this is how the game is meant to be played, then I'll play it on that difficulty.
I'll be like,
unless I just want, I don't care.
That's the thing, yeah.
I feel like
a lot of times I just don't
mode.
Care, so I'll play normal or
yeah.
easy. I'm like, I just don't care.
I feel like normal mode is the mode that it's usually designed to be played on.
Yeah, the thing that happens in...
I know that you have a thing for, like, Halo should be played on heroic.
Right, right. Well, so that's what they're trying to do with Gears here. The only thing that I feel like is happening is I'm getting knocked down a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, I saw that. I only got to see you play for maybe like half an hour.
Yeah.
But like, it seemed like you were getting downed quite
a bit. Does the AI help you up?
Yeah, they
help
you up.
And, nice. they get you up quick, too.
Yeah.
I saw some Horde
like,
mode battles,
some
and I saw
stupid,
like, the revives
like
this instantaneously.
Yeah.
It's not like some stupid, like, I got to fucking mash a button to like get them to pick me up.
Then,
they just like come by and they're like, there you go.
Then the other thing is getting down like a lot, and then... They very much punish you for not playing Gears like you're supposed to play Gears, where take cover, suppressing fire, and flank, and all that kind of stuff.
Is it the Locust with Ram again, or no? Is this...
I can't really go deep into the bad guy.
No.
It's a secret bad guy. It's not General Rom and Queen Amidala and all that other stuff.
That queen was so fucking stupid.
Queen Amidala.
That whole last boss in 3 was as dumb as... She's on a giant bee.
Yeah, that's what that was.
Hey, man.
Oh, I remember about...
I thought it was 2-0-2. It was like, use the Ray of Dawn, was it?
Oh, the Hammer of Dawn?
Use the Hammer of Dawn!
You do that in the
use
intro.
It 4 times. Four. Use it 5 times. Boom, dead. I'm like...
You do that in the
that's
intro.
That's an ending?
You do that in the intro.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. What was
this
it?
Some giant thing in the fucking lava. It was so stupid.
Yeah, what
the
is
two
it?
Two was good.
Three, all I remember is Ice Cube giving me the finger.
It's because he doesn't care. You got to make him care.
Or was it Ice Cube? It was Ice Tea. Excuse me, Ice Tea.
That's,
Delicious. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah, he gave me the finger. That's all I remember of three.
You made me care.
But I mean,
is Zombie Dom in this at all, or is that a skin?
So there's skins for Horde, and I haven't gotten into Horde yet. So
is Zombie Dom there?
I don't know. I like the story. I like JD. I'm 90% sure it's Nolan North.
From Clerks?
Why is JD... All right.
I'm pretty sure JD is Nolan North.
So Deadpool's there. Cool.
JD train, baby! Woo!
I have not seen the Coal train yet.
Oh.
He dead.
I have not seen a Baird yet.
Is Dizzy dead in lore? Or is he still alive?
Who?
The cowboy with the cowboy hat?
I haven't seen him.
I think I saw him.
This is like 25 years.
Oh, he's dead. Dizzy's dead. Never mind.
The one old general guy is there.
Yeah, they wanted to kill him off, but the author for the books, she goes, no, he's really intricate because he's actually one of the few remainders from the old world.
Right, the Arcus or whatever.
Yeah, that he remembers the world pre-Locus. So she wants to keep him alive for the books.
But, yeah, you get a... Delmont Walker, which is... They call him Del. That's the guy. He's got... His eyebrow pierced.
Is he very Mexican?
No, he's a little darker. And then you have...
Oh, Colombian, okay.
Then you have Kate, and Kate's like... I guess it's like she grew up outside of COG control area. Does that make sense?
There's a COG control area? Ottoman?
Yeah.
I thought they were all under COG control.
Well, yeah, well, apparently there's people who aren't, and she was one of them. So, yeah, there you go. And it's Liam McIntyre, who just sounds like
Nolan North.
But anyway, the new bad guys, you don't get to experience them until pretty deep into the game.
I mean, spoilers. I bet anything that Marcus.
I mean, maybe.
I mean,
how about this? I'm looking for him right now.
Oh no!
I gotta find my dad.
Do you play as Marcus at all?
No, you play... So
you play as JD.
You play as JD, and then if your co-op partner switches between playing as Del and... I just said her name.
Kate.
Kate, yes. Oh. So you can do split screen couch...
Bleen screen?
You can do bleen screen. You can do split screen couch co-op, which is, what was missing from Halo. You can't do four-player co-op. You can only do two-player, whereas the previous Gears had four.
Even online?
Really? Yeah, I think Horde mode is the only thing. One thing.
Oh, dude, I like playing co-op with four people. That sucks.
I do believe that. Let's see if it says here.
Why the fuck would they get rid of that?
I think it. Well, yeah, I remember like with the original. The problem was is like they have to rent because everything's in high res, they have to render it twice, and so it makes everything terrible. You know what I'm saying?
I guess.
Yeah. So yeah, it says two player. So yeah. Cool. I mean, Horde mode. That's all you need. I haven't gotten into that yet. Also, there's some sweet Totino's pizza and Rockstar Energy DLC.
What?
Skins and stuff. So they did. One of the things I can say about the game is they did go into the All the maps are free. So don't worry about that.
And it does come with the original four.
It does come with the first four games on a code.
Even though Judgment
for four codes off. Actually, but that's the beauty part. You have four codes, so you can get the first three codes, put those in, and take the fourth one and give it away or throw it in the trash or do whatever you want with it. The other thing is they went with the opening packs for cosmetics and emblems and things like that. In Horde mode, there is, like, the weapons. Some of the weapons are tied up in that kind of stuff. So some people are kind of mad about that because it kind of feels like pay to win. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then, the in-game currency feels real steep. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to play a lot to get, like, enough in-game currency to get packs. Mm. But a lot of people are speculating that they just kind of, like, said, okay, well, because I was in the early preview part, they're like... They set everything really high so that way it's impossible for people who are in the early preview, you know what I'm saying, to get way ahead, and they're just going to curve into what it's supposed to be.
Mm.
So they could have changed that. I haven't had a chance to sit and play with it. Because I don't, that kind of stuff doesn't interest me.
Right.
I'm going to play the campaign, do a little bit of Horde, and then call it a day. You know. But yeah, I like it. I highly recommend it. I'm having a lot of fun with it.
You bought Judgment, right? The Judgment Edition?
The Ultimate Edition.
Ultimate,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, I had to buy that so I could play it early.
Okay.
Which was did not work out. I guess it worked out in the sense of I wouldn't be as far as I am now because I would have played. I'd probably be at like Act 2 right now instead of Act 4 based on the amount of time I played today.
But I mean, you're almost done. Like, you're three quarters in.
Yeah, so probably by next week I'll be able to talk about, you know, whatever. I think it's like as of right now, the game would have to really do something terrible for me not to recommend it.
Zombie Dom.
Zombie Dom. This is the bad guys. No.
It's my wife. We're gonna get to the end and not find his tomatoes.
I got, you know, it's Gears. I mean, if you don't like Gears, this isn't gonna sell you on Gears.
Right.
If you like Gears and, you know, shooters in general, this is fine.
I love Gears. Halo made me buy the 360.
Okay, well,
pretty sure Gears is going to make me buy the one.
Oh, I mean, so. It's pretty good. I mean, like, and it looks great. It looks great. Like, the, you know, there's a little bit, like, the problem with, like, how things get shiny. You can tell, though, sure. Like, look at that plasticky look. That happens every once in a while. I haven't had any, like, big major slowdown, but other than when, like, the game is doing a weird thing that it does. So, I don't want to spoil that.
I mean, how realistic can you look in Gears anyway?
I mean, it looks pretty good when you get all...
Their fucking boots are too big to be real. They got real big boots.
You know, the there's a couple times where, like, a character has a beard. You can tell it's just, like, a beard model stuck to a face, you know what I mean? Like,
it just looks like fucking...
Well, that's why Dizzy looked great with a beard. So weird. Doesn't Marcus have, like, a...
Marcus does have a beard. He has a full beard.
And oh,
salt and pepper.
So yeah.
I was making fun of it. I was like...
He puts the bandana back on.
He has the bandana back on.
It's actually pretty cool when it happens. Like, oh, that's nice.
And it's still John DiMaggio, right?
Yes. Nice. Yes. Yes.
He's back, baby.
He does a pretty good job. I was actually pretty
good. He has never done a bad job in Gears.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, I figured he'd be tired of doing that.
You think, like, after, like, he does, like, a little bit of Marcus, like, he'll be like, hold on.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he's, like, the voice is, like, all gravelly and...
I mean, like...
Like, nice.
Yeah. Fucking nice.
Lambent chicken.
What else is on there? I got to ride a... there you go. The vehicle things. Some of the vehicle... Remember how, like, some of the other games had, like, vehicle sections?
Barely, yes.
The first one had an armadillo.
Oh, yeah. You know? Were you just on it?
That's yeah. So that's back again.
Of course.
So...
Are the krill back?
I don't remember what the krill are.
General Ram's little bats.
I haven't seen them yet. But they're annoying.
He never appeared again.
I remember those were
General
annoying.
General Rambo. Oh, yeah, he owned that flock, and he never came back.
You had to hit him with a light. You're right. Yeah, I remember those. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sure.
You know that was the inspiration off of Pitch Black.
No. Oh, yeah.
I did not know that.
Pretty interesting.
Interesting.
All right. So I recommend Gears. Get some gears. Get your gears on.
Get to collect cogs again. Cog tags.
There's a couple cog tags, but then there's also other in-world collectibles. Like you're like. Oh, what's on this desk? Oh, it's a notebook. Pick it up. Oh, notebook.
Nice. Every time he's fixing the... How does JD sound?
He sounds like Nolan North.
He just sounds like a dude.
Oh.
I like it. It's fine.
Awesome. It's like John DiMaggio.
Nice. Hey, I'm the next team. Yeah.
He's just doing like...
you know, I definitely like... The relationship that John DiMaggio that JD and Marcus have, like it's very much the kind of relationship you think that they would have.
Is Anna there as well?
No.
Oh
no.
Never mind.
Maybe she knows something about them tomatoes.
Got him.
I just want to hear the fucking thing so bad.
My goddamn tomatoes.
I have a YouTube video.
I'm sure you do.
All right. So, all right. That's what the fuck we've been playing. You guys want to do news? God, now I want to find my phone. All right. Here, give me that. I'll just look up. Go to
Well, no, it's fine. I'll watch your post.
I'm gonna look it up.
I'll watch your post.
I got this thing right here. Yeah, I can do it. All right.
Oh, for the
I have
enough
time. I can do it. All right. So anyway, let's talk about news while I look this up. Oh man.
Okay. News. Go ahead.
Oh yes, news. Okay. This will be something you're into.
Mm-hmm.
So Valve has decided that
Half-Life 3.
Well, to fund Half-Life 3, they need money.
And what do you mean Valve needs money?
To get that money, they're selling sprays in CSGO. And so now the sprays cost you, I think you buy a pack of 50, like a 50 sprays, and then when you run out, you run out. So.
Oh, like, nice. You just can't spray normally anymore?
No.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. So, there's that.
A valve on Steam, what the fuck, man? Gabe, shut up!
You need that money, man.
I need the money.
So, yeah.
I'm sleeping on Egyptian cotton.
So people were kind of mad about that, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's dumb. Yeah, that's to me.
But I mean, the game's free.
But how many years has it been out?
A while.
So now you're gonna make me pay for sprays that's been free for years?
No, they cut out the sprays.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
CS:GO. I've been out of CS:GO for a while, so.
All right. I'm gonna find this thing about his damn tomatoes.
Yeah, I just tried to find it too, but YouTube was like telling me to get fucked.
Well, that's because they don't know where to look.
Oh,
Vimeo.
No, because like, I played the game, so I know.
Pornhub. Guy loves tomatoes.
Yeah, I'm a fucking tomatoes.
It's real deep in the game.
Damn it!
I just
want to get to that one line. That's all I want to get to.
I think we're here. No. I think we passed it.
Then I have the other one.
Okay, keep going. What do you got? Where's the one where he's throwing up?
I don't have that one.
Okay. Well, we'll keep that going. All right. So we talked about Valve.
Mm-hmm. That's dumb, but whatever.
Let's see what else we got here. I don't want to talk about Oculus. That's work. I don't want to talk about work.
So as you're hearing this podcast, PlayStation VR is out. I don't think any of us are going to get a VR yet, so...
No interest.
I mean, eventually I'll get one, but that's going to be down the road. I have no interest in playing right now any of the games that are out. Anyhow, I never got the first model of anything.
All right.
It might catch fire like the Samsung.
Okay, I think we got it. Hold on. Do we not? Oh, you found it?
Yeah.
Is it that after that?
Are you kidding me?
I guess there's not a mistake.
Alright. Someone else is nice!
Take cover!
Well, they kind of spoiled it over there.
Where the hell is she going?
We're going to get a content ID for those.
Alright, I can't find it.
I got you.
Alright. Oh, my fucking tomatoes. There you go. Good stuff.
God, right. I love his lines.
Gotcha.
All right, here
Thanks,
we go.
Thanks, Reddit. Preach.
All right, so you guys like Duke Nukem 3D World Tour, right?
Fuck, yes.
What if I told you a week from today, because it's out today, GameStop exclusive physical copies.
Oh, oh God.
They got that hot exclusive.
Nice.
$20 gets you $20 gets you a digital copy of Duke Nukem Forever 3D.
God damn. Just,
no.
So thanks, Game of Super, for reporting
on that. Hard fucking pass.
Yeah,
hard pass, excuse me.
In fact.
All right. Here's something interesting. Gamma Sutra is reporting Steam will start supporting PlayStation 4 gamepads in the new update.
That's cool.
If you're the kind of guy who likes doesn't like the Steam controller and likes your PlayStation 4 DualShock 4 controller with its touchpad and light bar and
awkward spacing between its analog sticks.
Yeah.
I love the analog. I have no qualms about it.
They touch.
You touch.
My fingers touch if I fucking turn.
I'm
got fucking banana-sized fingers.
So that's coming soon.
Yeah, they're more like sausage fingers.
You know what we forgot to talk about, and it messed me up real bad?
Hmm?
The freaking...
Your fucking tomatoes?
God, my fucking tomatoes. Games of Gold and the PlayStation Plus. So,
Well, don't worry. The games with gold are all trash. So
the games and plus all are trash.
Oh, really? No. Cool. So I forgot. So
it's Resident Evil Origins, right. But I already got it off the Humble Bundle.
No, so check it out.
So I got pissed off.
So check it out. I went to go.
But I saved some shorties.
I was like, oh man, I'm gonna download this Vita game that came out last month. I fucking forgot to check out my cart. Some of the fucking games from last month are just were sitting in my cart, and they're like, "Oh yeah, that'll be like $140 now." And I was like, "No!" So I had to clear out my cart.
Oh god!
And so I hadn't done it. Like,
well, let the listeners know what games are.
Fucking. Well, first I was going to talk about
some shitty fucking baseball game, and
the thing I was going to talk about is the Tales of Berseria January 24th Collector's Edition. Get it, Kyle. They got a music CD, some trading cards, these little chibi keychains that I actually like.
I've already looked into it. I am no longer some purchasing figures. Collector's edition.
All right, so here's what comes with it. Exclusive steelbook case, velvet and...
Ooh, velvet. Like a cookie?
And Lapachette chibi Kuhn Charak figures. Exclusive 8-bit retro keychain set, which I like. Music CD, prequel novel... trading cards and a strategy guide art book.
Just sounds like clutter.
Yeah. Probably.
Is it PS4 exclusive?
Well, it says PS4 and it's $150.
Dude.
Put it on Xbox. You fucks.
Hard pass.
I'm just gonna have to fucking buy it on goddamn Steam so I can use my Xbox controller. I don't want to use a PlayStation controller.
Alright, here's
it ain't bad, you fucking elitist.
Here are your PlayStation games for
October.
No,
it's not bad, but my elite controller. I understand that I'm an elitist because I have an elite controller.
Exactly.
But here's the deal. That controller is just objectively better.
You know, you can just like, you know the removable parts? You can buy like the kit and you can put that into one for like $20. The only thing it doesn't have is the paddles on the back, which I don't use. So
I don't
it's like,
use them any either.
Alright, so here's the PlayStation Plus. Resident Evil. Transformers Devastation.
Ooh. Have it already.
Mad Riders. From Dust. Eh. Code Realized Guardian of Rebirth.
That sounds like a game.
Actual Sunlight.
Sure. Actual Sunlight.
That's what it's called, Actual Sunlight.
You go outside and play.
So,
it's free.
The game tells you, go outside.
Yes.
Enjoy.
It's free, but just for this month. And after that, you gotta fucking pay for it.
All right.
Go back into your hermit hole.
So I'm going to play this video. And hopefully it's still muted.
What's the goal games?
I don't give a shit.
I told you, it's some baseball game.
So, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Mega Battle. How do you feel about this?
It's a Newgrounds game!
This guy showed it to me, too, and I was like, it looks fine. And I looked at it harder, and I was like, it looks like a Newgrounds game.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm okay with $20 for this. Maybe not 20.
No, 20?
Four-player co-op.
That game should be free.
Four-player co-op.
That game should be free.
Well, that would be even better.
I'll play for free.
Would you pay $20 for Alien Hominid?
I think that's a good
would
price.
Would you pay $20 for Castle Crashers?
It was a PS2 game. Yes.
I actually would pay $20 for
it. I would.
I mean, I paid $20 for it when it came out.
That's a good game.
So. Yeah. But, I mean, it looks like goofy enough that I might be into this. I mean, like, it's, you know.
Then you buy it and I'll play with you. Because
that's my plan currently. I mean, I'm going to charge you $5, though.
Fuck! Then I'll watch you play.
All right.
Can't charge you for watching.
I mean, maybe.
You charge me ad revenue. Here's a penny.
Yeah, I mean, it's got Lord Zedd and... Coming in January.
Fucking Rita Repulsa.
And then it goes, ay, and I go roll my eyes.
Don't talk about the trailer, please.
Oh, come on. You don't want to talk about the trailer?
Yeah, go ahead. Talk
all right, so let's talk about that trailer. Did you see the trailer?
Don't care.
Great.
I mean, I'll listen, but like, I didn't go out of my way to watch the trailer.
I mean, why would you? It's basically like they find the hole in the cliff. Or some shit.
I don't know. The Breakfast Club decides to go out and mine something.
100% the Breakfast Club.
They find some alien tokens. They insert them in their chest, and they become the alien Power Rangers.
The end. And what Rita Repulsa shows up and says, I've killed Rangers before. And I go, ooh.
She's hovering over the bed. Why is she Gozer?
She is Gozer.
I don't know.
All right.
And then they have superpowers. They have super strength and can jump gorges.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, the reason why I love Power Rangers, I get it. Everyone's defensively, well, now it's a modern take on a fucking crappy TV show.
No.
It was campy and fucking ridiculous and so full of cheese. That's what made it charismatic for me. I loved it. So this gritty fucking remake with teens with attitudes, but it's just the Breakfast Club meets the Covenant. No, thank you.
It looks
fucking stupid.
Speaking of dumb movies, I rented Purge Anarchy.
You're an idiot.
Well, like, I got it for free, and Oh, no, it's not Anarchy.
Is that Fire Stick free?
No. Like, T-Mobile's like, yo, you want a free movie?
Oh.
And I was like, all right. And then that was what I had to pick from. So I was like, all right, on my way. I guess I'll do that. All right. I think the only other thing I have is... Do you guys want to talk about, like, the new Oculus standalone headset?
Not really.
Oh, okay. Well, if you want to buy the controllers, they're $200.
God damn.
Jeez, dude.
All right, and they have a standalone
headset.
When did
gaming become such an expensive fucking hobby?
It always has been, but, like, there's just so much periphery now.
I guess, man.
So, Jack Party Pack, Volume 3.
Yes!
October 18th.
Yes!
Fucking Joey will...
I'll be there on 21st.
...campaign people to play with him.
I have one and two. I mean, yeah, I'm going to get three.
Right, come by for an extra live party. We'll be playing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is it like did it drop two and shit like that?
Gespionage.
Oh, it is.
Because Drawful 2 is out. Like, I don't understand why they won't put it in the pack.
Faking It. There's a Murder Party Trivia Murder Party.
Sure.
TKO, which is like you're making like slogans for T-shirts.
Yeah.
And then I don't remember the last one.
You slay with slogans, then you pose like Hogan.
Yes, sure.
Clearing zones like Indy Jones.
Stop.
Let's call that Quiplash 2. Quiplash 2 looks like it's in there.
No Drawful 2.
Drawful
2 was a standalone title.
Yeah.
But I thought they were just going to put it in.
Like they did Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. There you go. I think that's about it for the news for the week. I mean, like.
What was the Eve player I was reading about earlier? But
oh, yeah.
I don't know. I didn't read the whole
thing. Enraged Eve Online player offers $75,000 bounty on enemy corporation, according to Kotaku. Yeah.
You offer way too much money for a video game.
Yeah. Hey, man.
That game, now I understand why it's been in running for so long.
There's money.
Holy shit. Rich people play that game. Just a bunch of rich people.
So, user holder 2K... for the eviction of Hard Knocks, Inc. from their home system, lovingly called Rage. So if you're able to go to Rage and get rid of Hard Knocks, Inc., you could be a...
Thousandaire.
Yeah. I mean, you would have $75,000, so you would have almost $100,000.
And you want a hacker? And they're gone.
Yeah. I mean, like, that's part of the real thing of Eve is, like, you know, like, playing when other people aren't playing.
Yeah.
In Soviet Russia, Eve game plays you.
Nope. It doesn't even deserve a laugh.
It doesn't even. Or...
Sad stuff. The color designer from Studio Ghibli died.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh.
Mikio Yasuda. So, that sucks.
That does suck, jeez.
Yeah.
So, another bad hit to cool things. Bummer.
I actually read a pretty good article the other day about, like, 25 animes you should watch that aren't Miyazaki films. Mm-hmm. Like, if you like it, it was pretty good.
Is Akira on there?
No. They were, like...
It's a one-shot movie, too.
They were looking, like, for, like, animes with, like, similar themes and
Grave of the Fireflies.
Oh.
That's not on there.
Tales of Earthsea.
That's not on there. What is wrong with you guys?
Name Before Time.
Sure. That's on there.
Oh, I was looking at the Voice.
The show The Voice?
Yeah, they're sitting in chairs, they rotate, they like it.
Yeah.
But this is in Thailand. And some guy goes up there and sings the Dragon Ball theme.
Well, nice.
He's like, Hedja, Hedja La Ja. And then the guy's like...
Someone posted on Facebook.
He just slapped the button because he knew exactly what it was.
Nice. All right. All right.
Shala.
I guess that's yeah. I don't see anything else other than John Carmack talking smack, and you know, people still talking about how you should play The Witcher 3.
Yeah.
So.
Do you mind if I stand on a soapbox for a second?
Go for it.
My personal tragedy in my life. One of my close family members is terminally ill and probably not going to make it to the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Are big Game Grumps fans,
mm-hmm.
and they're trying to get
the word out to the Game Grumps. They just want an email or a Skype call. Mm-hmm, so, like, if you're friends with me and you see the thing on Facebook or on Twitter or whatever, just it would be a big favor to me if you shared it out.
I mean, it's trending pretty high on reddit.com/r/GameGrumps. I think it's the number 2 post right now.
Nice. How many comments?
Only 25, which, I mean, it doesn't need a lot of comments.
How many upvotes?
270, so.
Good job.
So, and, you know, there's some fudging in Redditing, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I mean, we've been trying pretty hard, like, over the last 24 hours. Mm. So, and, like, I've, you know, through the grapevine, like, you know, here at Golden Saucer, like, we know Dookie Shed personally, so, like, I've asked him, and, you know, he's doing everything he can for it as well, and it would just be, like, a really, like, wonderful thing, like, if it could happen. So, if you wouldn't mind sharing it, it would be a big deal for me and my family.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure, like, you know, if, you know, it's on, you know, r/GameGrumps and, you know, a couple other places, there's probably a pretty good chance they'll see it and get some traction on
it. Yeah, like, I'm fairly sure that, like, we're not just, like, going to tread water on it. Yeah. It's the nature of the end game of cystic fibrosis is not pleasant.
Right.
Like, it's like a time is of the essence.
Sure. So. Well, I urge people at least to do the very least, you know, go upvote that, you know, share out, you know, I'll share out.
I mean, I'm sure that, you know, Ryan's already blown away at, like, the amount of, like, response it's gotten, so.
Yeah. Well, like I said, we'll share out as well what we can, like,
definitely.
I think I don't know what it's getting more exposure, this or the tweet or whatever.
I think the tweet's probably doing better just because it has a video attached to it, but.
Yeah, we'll also, like I said, we'll also share out here. So, and, you know, I'm pretty sure our fans will go out there and you know, at least upvote or retweet or do whatever.
And anything will help.
Sure.
So
sure.
I would appreciate it. My family would appreciate it.
So. All right, excellent. All right, man. Well, you know, sorry to end it like on the down note.
Yeah,
you know?
I didn't mean to do that either, but I didn't want to do that like at the tip top of the thing and then just like be like bummed out about it. But that's the reality of my situation right now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well. Anyway, like I said, shouldn't be too hard. If anyone wants to see what it looks like, it's right there. I got a little thingy. So,
thank you.
Yeah. I guess we'll be back next week. A little bit of show notes. We'll be doing shows on a different day, so they'll be coming out later, just because my obligations for charity have put us on, like, put me in my recording night.
Shorty's coming first?
It's only for a month, so.
Doesn't matter.
Not even a whole month. So.
No, doesn't even matter.
So, no big deal. So,
you gotta find your keys.
I gotta go home and find my keys. I'm pretty mad about not being able to find my keys.
So, how about we all stream 24 hours?
We can do it. It's
like you play a game, I play a game, Joey plays a game.
I mean, we could do it, but
I'll just sit there and play WoW the whole time if you want. That's not how I'm able to play WoW. My back's too fucked up for that.
You gotta get that chair that, like, it's. We'll get you one of those exercise balls to sit on.
Level time.
We'll get you one of those exercise balls to sit on.
Sweet.
What was I gonna say? I
play Overwatch all night.
Do we talk about that?
A thing someone would watch. Yeah. Like, that's like not like.
I screwed myself on that totally. Just the whole thing, like the scheduling. I think my Friday just suddenly got booked.
Holy shit.
And so, like, my plan was to have slept all day Friday and then just go, like, to work Friday at 4 and then start streaming at midnight to midnight and then sleep until 10 o'clock on Sunday and go back to work.
You're fucking insane.
And now, that might have gotten, might be a bad thing. I mean.
You really love the shorties.
The nice thing is, like, I have some tricks, as I like to call them, that I can do to.
I mean, you can tag out people, man.
Right. Well, what I'm saying is, like,
tricks.
I have some.
Don't do that. You're too fat.
I have some things. I have some things that I can do to edge in like that. Like, you know, plus I've already got like 12 hours out of the way for my 24, so I'm not really like super worried about it. But I do want to.
I'm saying you could just stream and then. You could take a nap in the car.
Yeah.
And people could just be playing their old games here.
No, it was just like I did last time where I just.
Yeah.
Did you really fall asleep?
Yeah, I fell asleep like for probably about 10-15 minutes a couple times.
Not off on it.
Oh, that would have been a highlight.
My fucking tomato.
You know, I might replay Gears. I might just put it on the easiest setting, play Gears. I am probably going to play Overwatch. I've determined that will be on my list.
It's a good fucking game, man. I'll be here playing it.
All right. All right. Well, all right. Podcast, goldensaucer.net. It's Twitter, Instagrams. Yeah, Joey off Kyle. What else?
Send us emails.
Emails. We like reading them. Tell me about your NFL jerseys.
Oh, God, not again.
Whenever you're ready.
Later.